time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. The year was 1968, and the automotive industry was in a panic mode, looking for a prototype crash dummy that could be used as an average male, large male, and small female. Who did the brilliant minds of American ingenuity turn to?
Napoleon!
Recent historical records have surfaced proving Alexander Graham Bell's first telephone call in 1876 was not his assistant, Mr. Watson, but to
Napoleon!
Asking him to order Chinese. Ladies and gentlemen, fresh from a crash test of Yucca Proving Grounds, your host, Paul Lavoie.
Thank you very much, Kid Rock. It is Speak Out for Thursday, March 12th, 2026, and we're broadcasting live from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with no sink. Or Wayne likes to think it's with a toy sink, but, you know, it's not plumbed or anything, Mike. It's just a toy sink up there with no water. What good is a sink if it has no water, right, Mike?
I don't know. Not much good.
Exactly. The kids can't even wash up. All right, Fine City Maytag, 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Everybody knows Mike White, right?
Well, yeah, I hope so.
From Relics and Rods, of course, but this is a different capacity.
Yes.
Although it's kind of similar.
Yeah, I'm a co-chair on the Run to the Sun car show with Relics and Rods, and I chair the Troop Box Convoy committee.
And that's what we're here to talk about today. And who do I thank for the gift? Because this is a really cool shirt.
The car show committee.
Okay, the car show committee.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Well, the car show committee, you guys are my new best friend. There you go. I was going to say Judy, or you, Vicky. That was Vicky Hart, and she is the American Legion. She's on the American Legion Executive Board. She's also a Troop Box Convoy on that planning committee. Judy Harvey is here, and Judy's important because she is the, what did you call it, Judy, the Troop
Support
coordinator.
Yes.
You are selling yourself really short. You know that, don't you?
Oh, I didn't think so.
Well, you're the founder. You
right.
created this organization.
Right.
And the listeners are going to find out, especially those in Bullhead City, if you haven't heard them on the show, they've been on probably the past 4 years, 5 years?
At least.
Since I've been hosting and before me. But Judy created this organization, and then the show is in its eighth year, the car show. And there's a way you can bring your vehicle down, your classic vehicle, to Havasu. Drive it from Bullhead. Drive it from Kingman.
Any vehicle.
Any vehicle?
Accepted.
Okay, we're going to get into all that. But Judy is the Troop Box Convoy. She's the founder and then the Troop Support Coordinator. Whew, having a hard time today. I just washed my tongue and can't do a thing with it. Mike White, American Legion Post 81, past commander.
Yes.
Right. So there's all the titles. Everything's out.
Yeah.
All right. Now we can talk about the organization. But I want to give some thank yous first. All right. This is from Havasu Silent Witness. And this card, look, it's in longhand cursive. Is that old school or what?
I love it.
So thank you for your generous donation of 4 tickets to the Diamondbacks baseball game. This is in August against the LA Dodgers. It's a Saturday game. Havasu Silent Witness assists our police department by offering rewards for tips that lead to an arrest. So that reward money does not come out of the city budget. This is money that we raise as board members for Havasu Silent Witness. And then when you see $1,000, that comes out of our, budget. So it says you are making a difference to the safety of our community through your donation and helping us in our fundraising goals. With appreciation, Treasurer Kathy Stewart. Pretty cool, right?
That is cool.
Very.
Yeah, exactly. So you'll see us as board members out during First Friday and other events. We've got a big craft fair that will be at the booth, and you can put in for those tickets. It'll be $5. I think it's $5 a ticket or 6 for 25, right? So you go to a Diamondbacks game for $5 if you win.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, if we draw your name. And I'm not sure when the drawing is, but it'll be sometime this summer. So thank you very much to Kathy Stewart for that note. And that was to Mr. Greeley, not me. So, exactly. All right. And anyway, let's talk about Troop Box Convoy. And tell us what Troop Box Convoy is. Where did you come up with the name? Why is Convoy in the name?
Well, we had a voting. Mm-hmm. We had came up with several names, and the auxiliary members decided that's the one they wanted. So that's what we went with, and mm-hmm. we stuck with it. So Mike came up with the idea of raising money because we had started the program in December of 2005, trying to beg for donations and supplies, and it was started with one box, but now we're doing like 35 boxes a month, and we soon found out that it was, it was a hard work, I guess a labor of love. But he came up with being involved with the Relics and Rods group that maybe we should try having a car show and raise money that way. And that has helped us through the years, yes.
It's
we
been
started
a good fit.
That in 2017,
okay.
And this is our 8th annual. Mm-hmm. We were canceled the year of COVID, but
everybody was.
Everybody.
Yeah. And we all said, it's just been great. It has. I've been able to fill these boxes for 30 to 40 people every month, and they get deployed to, we have some in Kuwait, Syria, Bulgaria, Romania, Djibouti in Africa, all through the Middle East. But right at this present time, this month, they're not shipping to the Middle East.
Okay, let's back up a second. So those people that are hearing about this organization for mm-hmm. the first time, the boxes. You talked about the boxes. Tell them what the boxes are.
Well, it's a care package, basically. All kinds of things, toiletries, snacks, books, anything that they might need. And I should have brought a
beef.
List with me. Beef jerky is the favorite.
Right.
Beef jerky,
I remember that.
Protein bars.
Snacks are a favorite.
And the electrolyte-type drinks. Those sort of things are top of the list.
Well, yeah, when it's 130 degrees in the summer, mm-hmm. when you're in the Middle East or wherever, you know, it's pretty warm.
Yeah.
You think Havasu's warm.
That's right. Oh, well, I often share our temperatures with them over the summer.
And they're saying, that's nothing.
Actually,
Where did you start all this?
Started it here in Havasu in 2005.
Well, wasn't it in your garage or your bedroom?
Oh, it was on my patio, mm-hmm. my back patio. And then I thought, well, why am I lugging stuff? We tried bringing stuff to the American Legion. Why am I lugging all this stuff and then lugging it back? So then we started on the patio, and I said, why am I taking it out of the garage, putting it on the patio? So now it's in the garage.
Mm-hmm. Who was it for originally? Wasn't this for one or two people?
The
and
first
then it just kind
one
of exploded?
Came from my cousin's little brother in the Big Brother Little Brother program.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
Big Brothers Big
pretty
Sisters.
Pretty neat. Yeah. Well, he got deployed, and I said, "Well, let's start with that." So we did.
Wow, that's a special big right there.
Yeah.
You know, so that's really cool.
Pretty neat.
It seems like though it didn't grow from word of mouth here, did it? It grew from word of mouth. And hey, where'd you get that box?
I guess it did.
I thought that's what you had told me.
Well, we do referrals. I don't seek out names. They come to me. Anybody that refers, and I have online a few connections where I can get names of people that have been deployed and mm-hmm. might be needing this sort of care packages.
Which branch of the service?
All branches.
Which one has more than the others?
Probably Army.
Really?
Yeah. I'd say the Army and the Air Force have more that we send to.
And what do you buy the most of?
Socks.
I believe it.
We buy tube socks because they fit any size foot.
And they do a lot of running.
And they're really hard to find in Havasu, of course. I do a lot of shopping at Big Five, the thermal socks there.
Why are they hard to find in Havasu? I'm missing
something. Because people don't wear crew socks or the short ankle socks, and not very many people wear the
tubes.
Long
people
socks.
People don't wear long pants.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I know. We kind of have a dress code here, but, yeah, if I come in later, a lot of times I won't. So, yeah, you're right.
Flip-flops. We buy a lot of socks, and we do buy baby wipes, but they have to be non-alcohol baby wipes.
Okay. That's interesting. So, Mike, your part in this is the car show?
Yes.
Okay, tell us about that, organizing the car show. What cars? Now, Vicki told us earlier, any car. You're a purist, though. You're okay with that?
Oh, yeah. That's the way that we set it up. We actually have 17 classes, and they go from 1931 and below to class 17, which is Rancheros and El Caminos. We also have what we call Keeping the Military Spirit Top Gun Awards.
Nice.
And those are best of show. So you'll have best Mopar, best Chevy, Ford, interior, etc. And we also have what we call Organization Awards, and that encompasses the Commander of the American Legion, who gets a choice, the mayor gets a choice, and so forth. Marine Corps League, DAV, whoever might be there as one of our sponsors gets a choice.
So I notice here class 2 is 1932 to 34.
Yes.
Then you have class 3, 35 to 40. Between those two, it looks like you have an 8-year spread. Are there that many entries for that year, that span?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, if you travel around Havasu and look at open garages, you're going to find a hot rod sitting in most of them.
I don't want to look in your garage, folks. That's Mike.
And the hot rod show that was just completed had a lot of deuces, and they have Model A's. I personally own a 31 Model A, and so there are a lot of them out there.
Nice. Vicki, you organize the event, or help organize the event itself. Tell us about that. What goes into all of that? It sounds like Mike has kind of the easy work compared to you two ladies, because you got to deal with the boxes.
We have to take care of him because he's our leader.
Oh, okay. So he gets a little pampering.
He had the idea, and we have carried it forth because the American Legion Auxiliary are worker bees, and we start out, our earliest function is the flyer itself, and we print those in September so that they can go in the goodie bags at the Run to the Sun, because that can be 800 people getting our information right off the bat.
And that's in October.
Same person does the artwork every year, correct?
Yes, my son.
Your son does the artwork.
He has a master's degree in fine arts.
Wow.
And he lives in New Mexico. And we tell him a vehicle. This current one is a 40 Ford stake bed pickup. It has to be a pickup or a station wagon with no top or a convertible, because it has to have packages in it. Our care package is going to the troops.
Now, is that Mike behind the wheel?
No, that was a young lady that worked for the American Legion. She's a Navy veteran.
Oh, okay.
She's like Rosie.
Oh, I see.
And she kind of did the Rosie the Riveter thing.
This is like a smaller version of the big piece of artwork, so I couldn't see that much detail.
Uh-huh.
Whew, saved myself on that one, right?
Really?
Mike's laughing. I mean,
but we've had the same model every year.
Mm-hmm.
But we tell Brad what we would like for vehicle. He sends a sketch. We make a comment or an addition. He redoes it. We say we're ready for color. This is the color of the shirt this year. And he goes from there.
What year stake bed is that?
A 40 Ford.
1940
Ford. Oh, did you already mention that?
Uh-huh.
You shook your head like you did. Perfect.
When we're planning, we have to go through permitting and paying the Swap Meet Association, and there's a lot involved.
Well, and one of the first things we do in the summertime is start working on our sponsors.
Because
without our sponsors, we'd be dead in the water.
Right.
And that is a big, that helps us put on the show.
Mm-hmm. We have
sponsorships.
We have levels from a $250 sponsor up to a $1,500 sponsor, and they get different things for the monetary sponsor.
Are those closed? Can you still, if someone wants to sponsor the event, can they
still get in? Well, for this year, because everything printed is already printed,
mm-hmm.
and part of their benefit for sponsoring is getting their name out on all our paperwork.
I understand.
We would still accept money if they're wanting to do it, and at this late game, we probably would call them a sponsor for next year.
Okay.
So that they would get all the printing and advertising and airtime, et cetera.
Yeah, our golden level's 1500, and the Relics and Rods have come through to give us that money for several years. And our signature sponsors, which are $1,000, we have many of our members of the Legion or the Legion family. We have the Barrows, and we have the Newells, and
Burley.
The Burleys. And then we have donations from the Boat Brokers and the Legion, and the Women with Willpower, the London Bridge Republican Women, Anderson,
Chrysler,
and Murphy Broadcasting. So we've been very fortunate to have some high-level sponsorships. And it doesn't matter. The low levels are just as important. Money adds up, and it costs a lot of money for us to put on the show. But I would mention also that there are the goodie bags that we have that people can receive publicity by doing that. For instance, the Realty One group, Terry Tobar, gave us notepads, calendars, and koozies with her name, and you can receive callbacks or publicity that way, just filling the goodie bags. And we take donations for those all the time so that the people who are participating in the show and have registered their vehicles receive something kind of nice, and they have contacts.
I got you.
Also, anyone who sponsors our show at the 500 or bigger level is allowed a space at our show, a car space. They set up their Easy Up, their table. They can advertise their business. They can give away promo items. They're not vendors. They don't sell anything.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't hold their own raffles, but they can advertise their business. Some will create a basket, and they take business cards mm-hmm. that go in a basket, and then one of those business cards is pulled to win the basket. But they've got clients, new potential clients, right. by all the names that go in there.
Well, and another example is a level one sponsor. We had Merton's Bobcat. He sold a Bobcat one time at our show.
What? Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Not the animal, folks.
No. The machine. But we have, the level ones still get the space. And we have the Howell Insurance and Erica Houston's a dentist. She sponsored us. The Elks Veterans Committee, the VFW, Annie Archer and John
Fisher.
The Scoops. John Fisher, Scoops.
Scoops Ice Cream?
Yes. Mm. They have new owners, and they are members of the club, so they have taken over mm-hmm. and participated. The Christian Street Rods, the DAV, Sunshine RV, London Bridge Resort's been a sponsor from the beginning, the Office and Desert Martini. We have, of course, the Legion and our kitchens and bar staff and our post in Cottonwood Post 25. They
know
have
well.
Sponsored us.
All right.
Western Alarm's been there every year. Again, Merton's, the Outcast Car Club, they also support us, mm-hmm. and we try to help them. And Bradley Ford, Havasu Gear, London Bridge Swap Meet.
Right.
But the Maddox and Byron
This is like
Davis.
The Oscars. It has music playing under you. We need to take a break. We'll come back to those sponsors, though. I'm not trying to cut you off. I've been working on a technical issue here. So, anyway, back with more in a moment. Troop Box Convoy, and we'll come back. We'll tell you about some more of those sponsors with Judy Harvey. She's the Troop Box Convoy founder. The founder. Don't sell yourself short. Also, Mike White, American Legion Post 81 past commander. Mike, this has been the least you've had to talk on any of our programs, right?
Management 101, surround yourself with quality people to make you look good.
He's trying to say work smarter, not harder.
Yep.
Exactly. And Vicki Hart, American Legion Executive Board Member and Troop Box Convoy Planning Committee. You do a lot.
I do all the printing. Set it up, order it, pick it up.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for the T-shirt, folks. Appreciate it. We'll be back with more. When we come back, we'll talk more about the Troop Box Convoy and the food that's available. The burritos, breakfast burritos, right? That's every year. We'll talk about, too, how much was raised last year.
Okay.
It's quite the impressive amount. I think those folks that have events and coordinate events out there, you'll be impressed for sure. All right, 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR if you have a question for these fine folks, or text us at 928-727-5566. Carrie Hemme, a recorded interview, will have about the last 15 minutes of the show, and we're going to talk about Earth Day in Havasu, right? Earth Day.
Right.
Exactly. When all the clubs get together to clean Havasu. All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back in a moment.
Little GTO, you really looking fine. Three deuces and a four speed, and a 389. Listen to her tacking up now, listen to her whine. Yeah, yeah. Come on and turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO.
There's your part, Mike, the high part.
Yeah. Hello, everyone.
You know, I thought this was Jan and Dean, but I'm way off. Ronnie and the Daytonas.
Oh.
I'm way off again. Welcome back to Speak Out, brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Mojave Electric Cooperative by Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. TWN Fiber Internet by Salmon's Air Conditioning. Blonzi Steakhouse on North London Bridge Road, and A&B Propane, abpropaneaz.com. This is usually about the time of year you see Camaros versus, something versus, Cobras versus bow ties, I think. Right? Am I wrong? Out there at Blonzi's.
I don't know.
No, they have a car show. It's, you know what I'm talking about, right,
yeah.
Mike? Yeah. I have shirts for all of them.
You're a lucky man.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I mean, look at the job, right?
Right.
If I had a real job, I'd starve.
All you have to do is talk.
Yeah, but today that's difficult. Trust me. All right, welcome back to the show. And let's tell people when this show is Troop Box Convoy.
It's March 28th, which is coming up pretty darn quickly.
It's two Saturdays from now.
Two Saturdays from now. We're hoping for excellent weather. Every year so far since 2018, we have been so blessed with the weather. We feel special.
I thought someone was knocking on the door.
Yeah, we feel very special. It's a good show. It's free entry to the spectators. However, if they bring some goods for the troop boxes themselves, they get some raffle tickets or a raffle ticket, depending on how much they walk in the door with. So that helps our coffers so that for the next few months we're covered for supplying our deployed service people.
No, that's a really nice gesture. And plus, helps you, Judy, because you don't have to take money out of the budget to go buy those items. And it
that's
was
right.
donated. That's great.
That's
well,
right.
What's an acceptable donation then?
Well, anything. I mean, anything.
Don't say anything.
Yeah. Well, we have a half-page typed list of items that can go in these boxes, and every flyer out there has Judy's phone number, my phone number. If they were to text us and ask for that list, we can text them a picture of that list.
You have a Facebook page?
No.
No? Nobody thought of that?
No, well, nobody has offered to do
it. I'm a late boomer. You're an early boomer.
We are not technically
for Facebook, really.
No.
Anyway, you're good. You're good.
This group is not, are not techies.
That's my challenge.
We're older.
I would think somebody in your executive
team. Right, but we have to get that volunteer that's willing to do it.
Paul, I'd like to also emphasize that this show is for motorcycles also. We have awards for motorcycles, and we'd like to see them come out and compete.
I understand there might be a big motorcycle show this weekend.
I think there's a vintage show.
A vintage show.
This weekend.
What do we call vintage?
I'm not sure what they're qualifying
them as. Does it have to have
the
Indian on it?
Yeah. Yeah. But they're having a show this weekend, actually,
right,
down at the Swap Meet parking lot.
And good place to pass out flyers then.
Yes.
For the True Box Convoy.
Yes.
All right.
We also have received entry form from one man for two vintage motorcycles in our show. I believe he's from Fort Mojave, if my memory serves me correct. He called. I spoke to him on the phone and made sure he had the information that he needed, and I'm anxious to see those bikes.
All right. The breakfast burritos. This has been quite the tradition. Correct?
Every year, the same lady is in charge of making them, and they're sausage or bacon.
Ah.
And they make them at 2:30 in the morning and wrap them all in tinfoil to keep them nice and warm. And those go very well. We bring in donuts. Of course, you can get Bloody Marys or coffee, sodas, whatever in the mornings for a very reasonable fee. And then later in the day, we have hamburgers, I believe brats and hot dogs and pulled pork sandwiches.
Oh, man.
And chips.
Okay, you're making me hungry.
Good. You have to come see us.
Yes, absolutely. What time is that? That's all dependent on the time.
Cars can park their entry cars at about 6 a.m. on, and the breakfast place will be open at about that hour or maybe by a quarter after. And one of the beauty parts of this is the auxiliary is a subsidiary of the American Legion, of course. We all have family members who did serve. And so as a way to scratch the backs of our veterans who allow us membership, from the beginning, all food and drink is served by the American Legion themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so they also make some money for our post and their programs and to keep the business up and running. And we don't allow outside vendors because we want our Legionnaires to profit as well.
Again, March 28th, that's a Saturday, and looks like the registration package includes a T-shirt, a dash plaque, raffle ticket, show and shine from 9 to 3, and the awards are from 2 to 3.
Right.
Okay, perfect.
And we give out over 40 awards. So you have a lot of opportunities to win. It's not just your 1940 through 45 car. There's paint, there's interior, there's people's favorites, as Mike mentions.
Graphics.
Graphics. So you have a lot of different opportunities to win an award.
Judy, you just got a compliment from one of our listeners.
Oh, what was that?
Talks more than me. It's when she was talking. That's because it was a sponsor.
Yeah, I like to make sure that the sponsors get some attention because they support the show. We also have Don's Autobody, the American Legion Riders, the Walkers, the Maddox, Byron Jacobus, the Premier Golf Cars, Tire Man, and Betty Knopp.
Mm-hmm.
So they've all chipped in to help us out. It's important for us to have the income. Our income in sponsorships was $21,000+, but our expenses now so far have been about $11,000. And of course, our troop program is running $15,000 to $20,000 a year. And we also donate, use some of our funding for our veterans causes, and we're at like 15,000 there. So it's a lot of money that we raise, but it all goes back to our military programs.
When this started, before the car show, before any other fundraisers selling whatever kind of candy or you know, anything you could do to raise money, did you pay for this out of your pocket?
No, the auxiliary helped support it, and we took a lot of donations, and we just used what was donated.
It wasn't as big as it is
now.
We
had to beg.
So what did you start with, say, box-wise, per month?
Oh, gosh.
12?
Yeah, probably about that.
About
10,
a dozen?
12.
What is it up to now?
35, 40.
Wow.
And that
so
varies.
So three times the size.
Yeah.
What do you mean that varies?
Well, because we get a name. We have to have a person's name who is deployed. And he or she goes on our list, and we send a package monthly until they write, hopefully, and let us know they're ready to head home in 5 weeks, so we have to shut them off.
Yes, yeah, so I take referrals, and with every referral, I need a phone number, a contact name, so that person can let me know when the person is no longer deployed.
See, okay, now if it's whiny boy LaVoy here, I'm not letting you know so that when I come back after my leave, I'll have two boxes.
No, because they'll be sent where you were.
Oh,
and then they
you.
Get sent back to us,
oh.
And they're in pieces by the time we get them back.
I see.
Yeah.
So a lot of the
I'm trying to be funny and it backfired
right.
on me.
A lot of the goods
like
are no longer
like a bad Russian
usable.
Weapon.
Right.
All right.
So, and Judy writes notes too in the boxes too and converses with these people and, you know, says, you know, when you're ready to come home, please let us know
and
in advance.
Some of them do email me and let me know that they're returning and, you know, and a lot of times they'll give me who the replacement is and then I get that address. So.
Well, God bless you all. You're doing great work. Mike, you were, which branch of the service?
Navy.
Navy. He's a squid.
Yeah.
Were you underwater?
Oh, no. I
you weren't a submariner?
I was on an aircraft carrier.
Okay, perfect. I landed on the Stennis one time, but I was not in the Navy. I'm unfortunately, one of the poor decisions of my life was not joining the military. So, but if I did, it would probably be the Navy or, like my father said, the Air Force, because he was the farthest from the fighting. He's the last of 12 children. He had to promise my memory of that.
Oh, my goodness.
So, anyway, thank you for your service. Ladies, service?
No, not personally.
But you're in service to your country.
Right.
And that is wonderful.
And we have family members that have served.
Yes. Right.
The only way to be a member of the American Legion family is to either have served or an immediate family member or spouse that served.
I got you. Are you sending any boxes to the Middle East right now?
Yes. Well, we just
got. Has there been an increase?
Quite a few, yes. But this month we've been told the APOs over there, we've halted. The USPS will not deliver right now.
Well, I kind of figured that.
Yeah, we're on hold.
How much is a flat rate box right now?
$27 and change.
She hasn't memorized. I thought so.
Well,
$27.
Well,
is that
that's
the big
a break.
One?
That's a break.
Really?
For the large flat rate.
Who gave you a break? Donald Trump?
No, USPS. They give you about $1.50 off.
Oh, okay.
You know, a little over a dollar, but
right.
They give you a break.
So figure that out on your phones, folks. Bring up your calculator. Right, 38 boxes. I think you said.
So you can
times
you can,
27.
You can bet it's around $9,000
a month. A month. Wow,
yeah.
That's incredible. Because you have the items inside as well.
And the items inside, yes.
Right.
So some items are donated, and then if we don't have certain things, we go shopping.
I have to buy things.
So when you're thinking about, do I do that $50 entry fee on the day of? Well, look what it's supporting, all right?
Exactly.
It's 50 bucks. Come on. You're supporting a soldier that is fighting in harm's way for you so you can enjoy the freedoms that you have and not have the terrorism and the, look what they do to their people, right? I'm just one example, you know, Iran. So anyway, I don't want to get too political. This is a wonderful event, and we appreciate you sharing with us every year about the Troop Box Convoy, how it started, and just thank you. Thank you from KNTR Talk. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
You bet.
Thank you for being a sponsor.
Well, you can thank Mr. Greeley for that. All right. Anything else you want to get out before we go to the break and bring on Carrie Hemme?
Come to the show and have a great time.
Yeah.
All right.
See lots of good cars, bikes.
Yeah, the spectators always have fun. And
yes.
Good food and drink. It's a good time.
Let's bring the music up here. Different channel. Come on. I got to be retrained when things change around here, right?
Yep.
All right. Do you get lowriders, Mike?
Haven't had any so far.
Really?
No.
You know, there's a whole show of lowriders at the FE.
Yes.
That's a cool show, too. I didn't really think I would enjoy it, but when I worked there, I had to do, you know, graphic support and that.
Right.
Wow. It's impressive, some of the work that goes into those and the paint jobs. And yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Right. All right. And we should mention, too, that if you ride in together as car owners, you can get a space together, right? Or
right.
next to each other.
Right.
Yes.
If you want your friend to be your neighbor.
If you come separately, you may be clear across the lot from your buddy.
Right. That's, in some instances, that's good, though.
Car guys like to hang together.
Right. So, Mike, Judy, and Vicki, thank you for being here. Best of luck at the event. Hopefully I don't have a remote that day. I'll come check it out.
All right. Awesome.
Because somebody here is going to feed me some breakfast burritos, right?
Right.
Sure.
All right. Yeah, they say that now. That's to get me in the door.
Right.
All right. Thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
All right. Carrie Hemme next. She's going to talk about Earth Day Havasu and how your organization can join that citywide event here in Havasu. All right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Here's a little more war. I'm already thinking about my vacation. All right. Speak Out, brought to you in part by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Also, Springburg Wealth Management by the chair, Laughlin Ranch, Mojave College, samsguns.com, Solar Power by Esme Electric, also by Dorita's Place, and Legacy Rehab and Care in Bullhead City. And we are going to take it to a recorded interview now. So don't call and say, hi, Carrie, I want to talk to Carrie. Yeah, you can't. This is recorded, and it's about Earth Day in Havasu, about 10 minutes long. So sit back and enjoy, and here's Carrie Hemme. Yeah, caught a blanket with my baby, is where I'll be. All right, welcome back to Speak Out, and again, this is a recorded interview. I'm Paul Lavoy, and with me, Carrie Hemme, no stranger to the community, of course, and a Rotarian.
I'm proud to be a Rotarian,
long-time Rotarian, and co-chair of the Earth Day community-wide event for 2026. You're going to do it again this year. It's on Saturday, March 28th. Everything starts at 7:45 a.m., but this isn't just about Carrie. This is about everybody. Tell everybody about Earth Day again.
Paul, thank you again for having me on the show. I'm representing our Rotary Club and all Rotary Clubs in Lake Havasu City. We invite all of you to please join in on these cleanup efforts. We know there's a lot of pride in this city. We know volunteerism is Lake Havasu City's middle name. And we know you want to come out there and help us. And it's just so exciting on that day, Paul, to be driving around and see people cleaning up everywhere, smiles on their faces, and actually having a good time doing it. It's really, really fun.
Who are the volunteers that you call on? Besides Rotarians,
right,
of
besides
course.
The Rotarians, we reach out to everyone. We have several locations right now that are designated cleanup sites. One is the highway cleanup at the airport. One is That Beach, which is on the island. One is the Lake Havasu State Park with our awesome Rick Riegler, you know, of course, the president of the Marine Association.
Right.
We also have Sergeant Cox. He's going to be leading up the cleanup in the desert. We also have Dan Roddy with the Arizona State Parks, and he is bringing to Lake Havasu on that day. Also, a very exciting after party, we're calling it, where it's College Street Brewery and then the brewery out of Flagstaff, the historic brewery out of Flag. They are coming together and creating a brew. 10% of all proceeds will be going to Arizona State Parks. and it's going to be from 2 to 5 that afternoon at Windsor. So speaking of Dan, we invite all of you on behalf of Dan and Arizona State Parks and College Street and Historic Brewery out of Flag to join us and celebrate the festivities. Moving on, we have Body Beach, Lisa Vanella. She is joining us from the Wednesday Rotary Club, the London Bridge Club. Rosemary Eaton, Foothills Bank, she is leading up. And all of this information is on our Earth Day Facebook page. You can sign up there, or there's my information on there, Paul, with further questions or comments, and I will be responding.
So this is all in collaboration with something called End Plastic Soup.
Correct.
What is that?
Okay, End Plastic Soup started with a Rotarian who was concerned about our oceans. Our oceans, I'm sure you've heard, Paul, about the great garbage cleanup out there in the oceans. So I contacted them because I wanted to do a global grant. And they said, oh, Rotary is already involved. This is who you reach out to. I reached out to a Rotarian in Amsterdam and then signed up for our district to become the ambassador for End Plastic Soup. This means simply the single use. I mean, we need single use on all plastics. It's really devastating what it's doing to, I mean, our bodies. We have plastic in our bodies.
Right.
So it's like, oh, my goodness, please be aware. And that's what End Plastic Soup is all about. And if you're interested in hearing more within your organization, happy to speak.
So you've got trash bins that are provided by Republic Services.
We do.
So to handle all of the cleanup, obviously, where are those going to be?
Okay, so we want to thank Republic Services. This, by the way, Paul, is a zero cost.
Yes. Everything's donated.
Everything is donated. All the time is volunteered. So we have it at the south end of town at Anderson and the north end of town at Anderson. And you will see right out front, you will see large bins. There is no cost to take your trash there. And also Republic Services, thank you. They are providing bags. So you can get them at the Republic Services office the week prior, or you can also go to Michael Allen Furnishings, 2010 Acoma Boulevard across from the college. And there you are also welcome to pick up trash bags complimentary.
Can somebody who's not involved in Rotary or Kiwanis or any one of the service clubs that you're partnering with or private organizations that you're partnering with, say, somebody like me, for example, can you just walk on and join the effort? And where would you go or who would you call?
Paul, we so welcome you to do that. And that is why you will go onto our Facebook page. And again, the details are on there, or I welcome you to contact me through my email, which is Carrie, Carrie, at bconthehill.com, bconthehill, just how it sounds, .com, or you can text me at 928-230-1431, and I will get back to you and forward to you all the designated cleanup sites. Or, Paul, there's no reason why you can't grab a bag and go out in the wash behind your home and feel good about what you're doing. It's not about, you know, where you're seen. It's about all of us getting together and cleaning up our community.
So we've gone over the designated cleanup areas and that. What should people bring to protect themselves? You know, collecting trash isn't just about picking up trash. It's
right.
About, you could get stickers, you could get thorns in your feet.
Absolutely.
All kinds of things. Wear protective boots, for example.
Right.
What else should people have?
Thank you so much for mentioning that. So, of course, you know, covered toes, you're going to want comfortable shoes. You're also going to want to have sunscreen, a hat. If you could bring your own grabber to whichever event you plan on attending, that would be great. There will be grabbers provided at some of them, but not all, and we will run out fast. So if you could bring your own grabber, definitely gloves and, oh, my goodness, protective clothing and water.
You know, I was involved with a clean up the highway.
Oh, yeah.
Adopt a highway.
Yeah, and that's one of them.
Adopt a highway cleanups. It seemed like every single time we went out, somebody found at least $20, usually $100. It's crazy how people don't secure money, though. Do you guys have the same experience?
It happens all the time, and I have to share Doug Browning. I don't know everyone knows Doug Browning.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, he's small. He used to, at our highway cleanups, because we have a designated highway clean up by the airport. Twice a year we clean up, and Doug used to go in there the day before and kind of hide some things, and then you would present it at the Rotary Club meeting, and it was absolutely hilarious. But you are correct. It is unbelievable money that people find, but like some other good things, actually.
Yeah, you can find earbuds. You can find all kinds of stuff that flies out of cars.
Sunglasses.
It's the weirdest thing. Right.
Yeah.
What do I see here you have an official videographer?
We do.
Gary Myers?
Our very own Gary Myers. And I don't need to introduce Gary. We all know him. He's just been incredible in this community. He is our official videographer, and there are really, really precise details in what he is wanting to make the video at the end. So please, your contact coordinator at each event, they have all of his information, and we will forward you. There's going to be a sign-up page at each event where you give us your email or your phone number. We will forward to you the details on that to make Gary's life more pleasurable. And this video, just so that we are all aware, before you forward photos, make sure everyone that is in the photos approves, because this video does go worldwide, Rotary International.
So, again, no party crashers here, but a cleanup celebration. We'll follow all the cleanup efforts, and that's at Windsor Beach, correct?
Correct. Windsor Beach, 2 to 5, and our very own Dan is the one that is bringing that to us, again, along with College Street and the brewery out of Flag, the historic. There will, of course, also be non-alcoholic beverages, so, you know, keep that in mind, too. Lots of water, I'm sure, will be there, right, to everyone hydrate. So you may want to go home after the cleanup, have a nap, and then join us, at, you know, in the afternoon.
You read my mind. Who are some of the other sponsors and partners for this effort?
Well, you know, of course I said our Rotary clubs, but Republic Services I had mentioned, the Marine Association, which is our very own Rick, who's the president. Go Lake Havasu supports us. The Havasu Youth, the Advisory Council, they support us. The State Parks. Unisource Energy has been huge. We want to really do a shout out to Penny, who is also one of our Rotarians and very much involved in the Unisource Energy, and she is in charge of the cleanup on the island, and we thank you, Penny. She's also one of our co-chairs on the event. Dawn from City Web Services has been a huge part of getting the word out. Thank you, Dawn. And as I already mentioned, Republic Services, Nikki. Oh, my gosh, Nikki, thank you so much.
It looks like the Chamber Foundation for Higher Education.
Correct.
Perfect.
Yep.
That's Austin.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And again, we probably don't need to introduce Austin.
No. Right, right.
Austin, thank you.
Is there anything we missed before I let you go?
I feel like as long as you know how to contact us, so it's the, you know, the Rotary Day of Service, you've got my phone number, 928-230-1431, my email, carrie@bconthehill.com, contact me there, any Rotarian, okay, so just any Rotarian you know, say, hey, I need more information, and we'll get it to you, and we would love to have you, again, any age.
We also have the flyer on all three of our Facebook pages for KNTR Talk, KNTR Sports, and KJJ Nash 102.3.
Thank you for
There's
that, Paul.
QR code there. You can just scan it, get you to the website, get you everywhere you need to go, and participate, folks. It's Saturday, March 28th. You're always complaining about the community on the Orchids and Karens page. So there you go, right?
Absolutely. We'd love to have you.
8 to noon, Saturday, March 28th, and they even give you a time to take a nap between
the
cleanup and the after party.
Yeah. Okay, you guys, we invite you all. We'll see you out there, and thank you in advance.
All right. All right, perfect. Hannity is up next, preceded by Fox News.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.